Today we have with us another man who met the master. It's George Martin, a retired postal employee. George is one of the elders at the Gospel Chapel and also one of our Sunday school teachers. He teaches the adult Bible class. And it's our privilege to have George with us today and tell you how he met the master.
I met the master 18 or 19 years ago. I'm one of these people that can't say the precise date, but I know that I met him. And when I met the master, I was, like all the rest of you, I was dead in trespass and sin. May I share with you a few verses in Ephesians chapter 2 that shows the position I was in. And you hath he made alive who were dead in trespass and sins, in which in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the course of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all also had our manner of life in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the eye, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath made us alive together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ, ye who once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. So you see, it's Christ that saves. It's Christ that keeps. It's Christ that enables us to have the joy and the peace in our heart that his children should have. And I've been a Christian now for 20 years. Never have I regretted for one instant receiving him as my Savior. It's been a joy. I'd heard a lot about Christ before I received him, and as any person, you know, you hear a lot about people, but you never know them until you meet them personally. You can never appreciate them until then. And once I knew him, and since I've been walking with him these years, not a lot of years as a Christian, but I have never regretted him. There's been joy, there's been peace in my heart through my relationship with him. I have failed many times. He has never failed. I have disappointed him many times. He has never disappointed me. May I say that this Savior loves you and I so much that he died for you. He wishes that we would receive him by faith. It's not of works, as we said in Ephesians. It's all by faith in the grace and the finished work that God has performed in Christ Jesus. But a rejection of this Savior brings judgment. And that judgment is eternity, separated from him. I won't go into any detail of my opinion of hell, but it is separation through all eternity from Christ. Won't you accept him and avoid this judgment, and you'll never be disappointed in him.
Thank you, Brother George. It's been great to have you with us on the broadcast. And if there are those listeners who would like to know more about how they can be sure of heaven, call us or contact us, and the Lord will bless you. Amen.